In this episode, we will talk about the great work that Southern Nevada Health District is doing for residents in the Las Vegas area, and specifically the pop-up produce program. Enjoy.
Welcome to the Art Box, recorded in our beautiful Mesquite, Nevada, and sponsored by the Virgin Valley Artists Association. Our association provides creative opportunities for all ages. Get creative with us at the Mesquite Fine Arts Center, 15 West Mesquite Boulevard, or find us online at mesquitefineartscenter.com or on Facebook, The Art Box.
Good morning, Steve. This is Pichea from Southern Nevada Health District. We serve Clark County, but we also serve other adjacent towns as well in Southern Nevada. So the pop-up produce stands, they're kind of like little farm stands because, you know, out in the rural area, you would have farmers and they would just have like a stand outside their farms where people can just start or drop by and buy fresh produce, right? Well, we want to have something nice like that, except we're in an urban population in the cities, right? So we don't necessarily have a lot of farms out here, but what we do have is urban farms. And while the urban farms aren't at the capacity where they'd be able to produce that much produce yet, it's still a conversation that people are having to start here. It's like, hey, just because we're urban doesn't mean we can't grow food. So what these pop-up stands do is it's kind of just like a farm stand, except what we bring produce out from, you know, the rural area into the city where the folks don't really have access to fresh produce. So it will be in like low income, low access areas. So think about like places where you have plenty of housing, you have plenty of like fast food restaurants, but there's no grocery store, or the grocery store doesn't really stock that much fruits and vegetables. People have a hard time getting to these fruits and veggies. And we all know, right, that eating fruits and veggies is really important for our health. So how can we expect people to be healthy when they are having a really hard time getting the stuff that they need to be healthy?
What I see, and we've interviewed some really heartfelt folks with food banks, I guess what I've noticed is they're doing great work, but it looks to me like they're just really providing the staples, bread, cereal, basically carbs. So I can see where the fruit stands here are filling a important niche.
Yes, it is filling an important gap, right? A lot of times food banks, they'll take the non-perishable, so something that could last a little longer. Because the thing with fruits and veggies is that while they're fresh, they're great, but it's not that easy to keep them fresh, right? You need refrigerator, you need people, you need trucks that can keep things refrigerated, and you need to get them out into 1 to 2 days. So it's a lot of challenges trying to get like fruits and vegetables out to people. This is one way that people can get fruits and veggies. We bring them out every first and second Tuesday of the month to Bonneville Transit Center, which is a very central transportation hub here in Las Vegas. People who are just already commuting, right? They're already taking the bus. So while they're taking the bus, they can, and they're waiting for their next bus, they can grab some fruits and vegetables. And we do really, really do well. And even when people are not necessarily going back home, they'll take some fruits, like apples, peaches, things that they can eat immediately. And that's a way of like getting in those nutrients, right? So what we hope to do with this pop-up produce stands is that demonstrate that, hey, if we make it easy for people to get their fruits and veggies, people will eat fruits and veggies, and hopefully that helps them be healthy.
Where are the local farms located?
The local farms, we're working with two farmer market vendors here. One is Ross with Together We Can. She gets her produce from a food hub here. I believe they're called Fresh, but we get produce primarily from Peru and sometimes Northern Nevada and sometimes Southern California as well, just because Southern Nevada is not at that point where we're able to produce a lot of very local foods yet. But all the produce are from the region.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm just asking that because, you know, as we ride around, we're more likely to see desert tortoise, which that's not a likelihood too much either, but we're more likely to see desert tortoise than we're likely to see an apple tree.
Right, right, for sure. And that's a conversation that people are starting to have now. It's like, hey, just because we're in the desert doesn't mean we can't grow food, doesn't mean we can't be self-sustainable, right? We want, like, if something happened in California, what happens to Nevada? Does that mean that we'll all go starving? It's a conversation that needs to be had, because our food system is really fragile, where we are really dependent on a lot of very specific regions for our food. And it shouldn't be that way, because everybody needs to eat, right?
That is so true. You don't think about that too much.
That's what we're trying to have here, is that to get more of those places where people can really easily buy fruits and veggies and easily eat fruits and vegetables.
To see you do some other things, and you were talking about prevent initiation of tobacco use among youth and young adults and promote quitting. How prevalent is tobacco use?
Yes. So, tobacco usage is really prevalent here, just because we're a tourist city, we're a casino city. I don't know the exact numbers or specifics, but we do have other programs here where we encourage healthy behaviors. So we'll have resources for quitting smoking or quitting tobacco use, or trying to prevent people from starting smoking. Something that we've been seeing a lot is that people are shifting from cigarettes to more electric e-cigarettes, or like vaping products and things like that. And while people think it's healthier, it's not necessarily healthier. So that's why one of the programs we do. So if you're somebody who's trying to quit smoking, we do have resources. If you're somebody who you don't want to be around smoke anymore, because that could be a problem here in Las Vegas, is that because we have a lot of casinos, often you'll be exposed to secondhand smoking even if you don't want to. We have programs where we encourage businesses to be smoke-free. We encourage housing to be smoke-free. So we work with a plethora of apartments and housing here in Las Vegas for them to adopt a smoke-free policy, so that the residents can rent, or renters can rent with the peace of mind that they won't be exposed to secondhand smoking.
So that's great. Can you tell me how you, I know, and maybe we're getting out of the pop-up focus here, but I noticed you were, you know, some of the things that you do, you're talking about improving health outcomes and self-management. Can you coordinate with health professionals?
So we at the Southern Nevada Health District have a, what we call a federally qualified health center. And at these health centers, people are able to get the care that they need, even if they don't necessarily have the insurance or things like that. So they're like low-cost clinics. And in what we do in my office specifically is to prevent chronic diseases. So sometimes what happens is that people would go to our healthcare center, and they'll be referred to us for things like diabetes. We have health educators here who facilitate diabetes self-management classes, where people can learn to manage their diabetes if they've been diagnosed, or if they have pre-diabetes, they can learn to adopt healthy behaviors that will reduce the risk of them developing full-blown diabetes.
The other thing, I just wanted to ask, it looks like, yeah, there's good EBT options, and they take that electronically, not just cash at these pop-ups.
Yes.
If someone does not have an EBT card and wants to know a little bit more, where would they go to find out?
So we have many, many offices here in Las Vegas that people can call in or go up to the place and ask to sign up for EBT. So we have 3 Square Food Bank. They'll help you process application for our SNAP EBT. We at the health district also have dedicated staff who will help you get you applied for these SNAP EBT. Yep. And these information are available at the pop-up. So I go out there too whenever we have these pop-ups. And I have a little table of resources of like, if people come by and they're like, you know, I don't have EBT, but I would love to get on it. And then I will give them a little flyer where they can go see who they need to contact to get applied.
My other question is, there could be people with limited transportation. And I'm looking at your list. You have them all over the city, the pop-ups. But how would someone who just can't get out, or maybe, you know, health reasons they can't get out, do they have any way to have things delivered?
For sure. There are ways. Unfortunately, with the pop-ups right now, we don't have any delivery options. But all throughout town, we have other organizations who are working hard to make sure that individuals who may be homebound or who can't easily get outside or go to these places are able to receive fruits and vegetables. One of them is by Dignity Health. They're doing great work over there right now where they are sending boxes of produce twice a month to people who aren't necessarily able to go out to farmer markets. So there are these programs around. I would say that with these programs, we're trying to demonstrate that, hey, there is a need and there should be ways for people to be able to get fruits and vegetables regardless of their ability to shop or regardless of their ability to travel all the way to a certain place, pop-ups, right? We need to make fresh produce accessible and affordable for everybody.
Yeah, this is so wonderful because I can't imagine having just to eat crackers every day and not have, mm-hmm. I mean, the fruit's good for you, but besides that, it tastes good.
Yes.
And it probably brings
and
a little...
And it should be accessible to everybody, right?
Yes, it should. Well, you guys are doing great work here. I won't ask you to go through and name all the places where they can go. I will put that up, though, in our podcast notes.
I do want to encourage anybody listening that if you need help, please get help. There's no reason that you shouldn't be able to access. There's plenty of systemic reason, but you should be able to call your local food bank or call your local authorities and seek help and ask for help, because it's really important for you to take care of your health. And even though it's very difficult for us to get access to good, nutritious food, I would love if people could make it a priority, because it really plays off in the long run, right? It really does reduce your risk of diabetes, heart disease, things that can be very detrimental if you leave it alone for too long. And study shows that this works, right? Eating well works and exercising well works. So... Yep.
And I think that also needs to go out, you know, to not just the folks who need that, but friends and relatives who see someone in need,
yes,
that they can jump in, yes, and make a difference for them.
Yep, for sure. Right? Everybody wants to be healthy, and we're all just helping each other be healthy, and we can do this work together.
Is there a website or a phone number if somebody has any questions?
Yes. If anybody has any questions specific to us here at Southern Nevada Health District Office of Chronic Disease Prevention, you can go to our website, which is worldwideweb.gethealthyclarkcounty.org. I believe Steve will put that as well in the show notes of the podcast. And if you need any general help, there is a great number called Nevada 211, where you can, a website as well, where you can go in and it will list all the resources for multiple things, anything that you might need help with, whether it's trying to get access to food, signing up for SNAP, navigating, trying to get health insurance, XYZ. There's some great resources out there and I would love for people to use them.
Well, this is really good. Thank you for the work you guys are doing.
Broadcasting from the Mesquite Works Steam Center in the scenic Mojave Desert, the Art Box sponsors thank you for listening. You can find us on Spotify and Amazon Music. Please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We welcome all comments. You can email us at artboxvv@gmail.com. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of its hosts and guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the Virgin Valley Artists Association. But I see the way you move.